really depends just where you are. It is a foggy Tuesday morning all around the area, and we've had the fog lift for a little while here between the radio station and Colville. And then it came back in, and you can't see town again, and then it'll lift again. And depending on where you are around the Chewila, Colville, Kettle Falls area, it is a spotty, foggy Tuesday morning. Good morning. Eric Carpenter here. This is KCVL, KCRK. The Washington lawmakers, they did close out the legislative session. They adopted a $69 billion operating budget for the next 2 years. Teacher and state employee raises. All in all, lawmakers passed more than 450 bills during the session. It ended late Sunday night.
Friday, April 28th from 6 till 8 at Colville's newest event center, Crossroads in Colville. You can enjoy live music by Old Souls and Antiques. Sit back and listen or dance in this beautiful historic building. Doors open at 5:30. Fired Up Brewing will be serving cold drinks all night long. For just $10, you can reserve your seat for live music at crossroadsincolville.com. Crossroads, located at 145 South Main Street.
Well, there's a state lawmaker, Mike Padden. He's been working hard to get repeat drunk drivers off the road. He says he can't believe a DUI bill that he championed, well, it died in the legislature. Here's Tracy Ellis.
Right now, a person who receives four DUIs can be found guilty of a felony. However, courts may only consider convictions within the previous 10 years. A measure that died in the House in the waning moments of the legislative session would have permitted courts to look at DUIs received over the prior 15 years. Senator Mike Padden has been pushing that change for years.
It just seems inexplicable to me that the House would fail to act when we have such a serious problem of repeat impaired drivers on our highways throughout the state.
The Spokane Valley Republican says despite the Senate passing the legislation with changes House Democrats wanted, they didn't bring the bill up for a vote, even though they had time to do so.
This bill was supported across the board by law enforcement, prosecutors, attorney general, the governor, cities throughout the state. So it's hard to figure.
Padden says DUI crashes are on the rise, so the bill is needed now more than ever. I'm Tracy Ellis.
Service or repair your lawn and garden equipment now. Don't make the mistake of taking your equipment to the wrong repair shop. Some shops, they'll take weeks, months, even years to repair your mowers, tillers, chainsaws, weed trimmers. Bring your equipment to Sean Merrill and the professional staff at Sun Rental Center, 380 South Main. You'll get fast, honest service. Call 509-684-1522 if you've got any questions, or just take your equipment down to Sun Rental. Let's hear some more from Dr. Barry Bacon. He's going to talk about the idea to work with the county and try and establish clean and sober housing here in the community.
You know, I think that we have to get housing going, which is why I'm so glad that the commissioners are speaking that same language. They're sitting on whatever the amount is now, close to $2 million. I don't know what the amount is anymore. Dollars that really represents people's lives. We could stretch those dollars in this community a long ways to try to provide clean and sober housing. I think that's the place to start. We have actually offered them, the team that's working on this now. So that's, I think, Dave Nielsen from New Alliance is part of that team, and the sheriff, Brad Mankey, is part of that team, and at least one of the commissioners, and then Adina, and I think Deborah, and there may be one or two others. It's a team of about six that is working on this. I've told them, look, if you want the 7 acres, if you're willing to develop what we're talking about here, clean and sober housing that transforms people's lives and gives them a shelter, we will donate the property to you. That's how badly we want this to happen. We don't care whose name goes on it. You can put your label on it. But we're serious about that because Hope Street has always been about collaboration. We've always been about trying to work with any like-minded organization or individual who is willing to step up and work on this together. So this may take a completely different direction as a result of that conversation. We may be in a situation where our political leaders are saying, absolutely, we are in a crisis situation and we're ready to go in a different direction, and we see that housing is a critical component of helping people to have different outcomes. They were talking in the context of the revolving door of our jail. So people are released from our jail, and often they have nowhere to go. There's no housing that's available to them. So the only place they can go is back to the place that supported their addiction. So we have horrible outcomes, revolving door, overcrowding in our jails. I work there every week. I go down and see folks for medical reasons down there, and I see what the officers are dealing with. And they are stretched in so many different directions. I'm really amazed and distraught by what they have to do to make things work down there. I'm just speaking as one taxpayer here, but I think we have to expect different outcomes. You know, creating a bigger $95 million jail or justice center, although I support the idea, I don't want to just see us make a bigger version of what we've already got. I think we need better outcomes. We're capable of doing that. I know that's a long-term goal, but we can do things now to create simple shelters, to get a roof over people's heads, to get a lock on people's doors. And if they were willing to be creative and work to collaborate together, I think we can really help people in this direction. So I've got one of my board members. He's creating small shelters. They're made out of a material called fibercrete. They're a very simple Quonset hut style Conestoga hut shelter. It's basically just a bedroom. It's built on pallets, so it's easy to move. It's made from recycled materials, so it's earth friendly, and it's very inexpensive to build. It's made for this climate. So that's just one example of how we really could impact this. These little shelters can be made for around $1,200 a piece, and you put those down there in the outdoor space. So getting that up and running and operating is one of our goals for this year. We want to get this done this summer. So he has taken the lead on that, and we're supporting him. We're looking for grants, and we're looking for other startup funds to build these modest-sized shelters for people who are experiencing homelessness. They could put them up down there at the outdoor shelter, and they would fit in fine, but they would be much more secure than what people are dealing with right now.
All right, tomorrow we're going to hear a little bit more from Dr. Bacon. He'll be talking about the city's shelter space.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
There's going to be a youth homesteading day. It's coming up on Saturday, hosted by Stevens County 4-H. Here's more on that event.
Hi, this is Shannon at the Stevens County 4-H office, and our 4-H program is hosting a youth homesteading day on Saturday, April 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Arden Community Hall. It's geared for youth in grades 3 through 12. It is open and free to attend for anyone. You do not have to be in 4-H. We will be providing lunch. The general concept of the day is that youth will rotate through sessions on various topics, including birds and bat houses, gardening, dog agility, wool spinning, beekeeping, horseshoeing. Columbia Creamery will be there. The Animal Sanctuary will be there. We'll have meat classes, and we're going to do a drone demo for a new club we're hoping to get started. No pre-registration required. Just show up and whoever comes will take care of. So we invite all youth in the community to attend. 4-H enrollment is not required, and we hope to see you there.
All right. Open to all the grades, 3 to 12. Going to be at the Arden Community Hall. That's coming up Saturday, 10 till 2. It is absolutely free. No pre-registration required. Just be down there to the Arden Hall. It starts at 10 o'clock.
Looking for a little comfort in your life? Call the expert, your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at ABC Heating and Electric in Colville at 411 West 2nd or call Deb for an appointment at 684-2018 or go to abc-heating.com.
A big congratulations going to Nick Baker. He is a three-sport athlete at Curlew High School. Nick is being awarded a $5,000 scholarship from the Washington Interscholastic Athletic Association. This is part of the 11th annual Smart Choices Scholarship Program. Nick Baker, not only in athletics, but the greater student body, he captained the Curlew baseball, basketball, and cross-country programs during his athletic career. As a senior, he will be graduating with a 4.0 GPA. He has served as the ASB president, the National Honor Society president, as both a junior and a senior. He will be attending Whitworth College after high school. So congratulations to Nick Baker, winning the $5,000 scholarship on the statewide, the Washington Interscholastic Athletic Association.
If you're a private landowner in the Colville Valley, Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a longtime local business and employer in the area, is ready to offer competitive prices and fair market value to purchase your standing timber, logs, or timbered acreage. The experienced forestry staff at Vaughan Brothers offers free consultations and assessments of your forested land and can also assist in the Department of Natural Resource permitting process when you are ready to harvest your timber. Call the forestry staff today at 509-684-5071 or look for additional information on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
It's a baseball doubleheader this afternoon on KCVL. The Chewila Cougars take on Northwest Christian, 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock, two games this afternoon. That'll be on KCVL. The Philadelphia Phillies, they are on a three-game home winning streak. They host the Mariners this afternoon. The Mariners, they are 10-12 early in the season. They are fourth in the American League West. Philadelphia, they are 11-12. They are fourth in the National League East. 2:30 pregame, the Philadelphia Phillies and the Seattle Mariners. That'll be on 92.1 KCRK. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Kettle Falls Family Dentistry and Implant Solutions. They're at 130 West 10th in Kettle Falls, offering general dentistry for all ages. New patients and emergencies are welcome. Call 738-6880 for Kettle Falls Family Dentistry. Some areas still going to have patchy fog hanging around till about 10 this morning. 63 the afternoon high, 37 overnight. Sunshine and near 70 for a high on Wednesday. Sunny, 72 Thursday. Friday, 78 degrees. Now we're going to see sunny skies over the weekend. 83 the high on Saturday. 80 the high on Sunday. A possibility of a few sprinkles on Monday with a high of 68. Let Dr. Chip Johnson and his friendly, professional staff give you a new reason to smile at Kettle Falls Family Dentistry and Implant Solutions. Calm skies. It is foggy, especially. You're going to see some blue skies in some areas. You're going to see some thick fog in other areas. So just be careful here this Tuesday morning. We are starting the day off here at the radio station at 41 degrees. Thanks for joining us. Eric Carpenter with you on KCVL, KCRK.